It's member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Last week, Freddie Cole, brother of the late Nat King Cole and uncle of the late Natalie Cole, in town for shows at the Blue Note. We were privileged to record an interview together, and we offer a few highlights that begins with a particular question that got an inspired response.
I only got to see you one time. It was 98. You played the Montreal Jazz Festival, and you're smiling. It's a great memory for you probably, too. And you played Brother, Where Are You? And I got chills listening to it, thinking, and always was curious what made you want to cover that jam.
Oh, man, I don't know where to start, but you just mentioned something that I haven't even thought about. Brother, Where Are You? Oscar Brown Jr. The other night, as we were doing a sound check, for some reason, I started playing that song. Now, I haven't played it, and I can't remember when. In fact, the guys who are with me now, they had never heard it. You know, small boy walked the city streets. Hope was in his eyes. He faced the people, the faces of the people he would meet. For one, he could recognize. Brother, Where Are You? And that was one of those hippie songs. You would hear him singing it all down the street doing that. Yeah. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. Yeah, that was a great tune. Yeah. I got to start relearning it to do it again. It's a good tune.
It's nice of you to sing a couple lines there. That was real nice of you and real powerful. I appreciate it. It's not in the set, huh?
No, I don't have it in the set.
So I got my own.
I just like to say that I just recorded a song which will be out shortly. It's called I'll Always Keep the Door a Little Open. That's the only way I know I can survive. That's Richard Rodney Bennett, a piano player, lives in London. He died. And so many guys, Marvin Fisher, who was a great friend of Nat's. So many people that I've known in the business that I'm a blessed person. And I can't say that I didn't enjoy my life, because I have.
You've been a real blessed guy. Final question. We just had the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The other day when they announced it on television, of course, I could tell you exactly where I was when I heard the report. Really? In New York, on our way out to Long Island to steakhouse that we used to play in out there. And I was on my way to the gig. You just sit numb. You didn't know what to make of it. Yeah. I know it's something I hope would never happen again to any of our leaders.
You ever get to meet him?
Yes, I did. I did meet him. His father and my father were very good friends, being in the ministry. You know, my dad was a minister.
Where'd you meet him? Tell us.
Yeah, I met him in Atlanta. We were on our way down to Alabama. My mother and father were from Montgomery, Alabama. And we were driving from Chicago going down, and we stopped there for a day, I think, in Atlanta. I was only about 8, 9.
Where were you? Go to his house? Where was the...
There was his house. We stopped by there, and I think we had a meal, and we were in Atlanta for a day or so. And then we went on down to Montgomery.
You got to have a meal with the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, he wasn't a famous person at that time.
But it was him.
It was him. It was definitely him.
That's a heavy one, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have had the opportunity.
And what a life you have had.
I've lived a life that's full. Traveled many, many highways. But more than this, I did it my way.
It's my brother, Freddie Cole, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having me, and keep swinging and keep jazz alive. Aloha, it's Freddie Cole here. I don't care if they're handing out bags of money. I will not miss this show. You're tuned to my good friend Dave Lawrence. Aloha, brother Dave.
A small boy walked the city street. Hope was in his eyes.
searched the faces of the people he meet for one he could recognize. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came. Searched the faces of the people he'd meet. They were cold and hard as stone. The small boy whimpered and began to cry because he was all alone. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came.